This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn 497.5, down 6.25. July corn 503.5, down 6.25. September corn 5.75, down 5.5. May soybeans 1518.75, up 17.5. July soybeans 1508.75, up 21.25. August soybeans 1424, up 14.5. May wheat 688, down 13.75. July wheat 695.25, down 14.5. September wheat 704.5, down 14.25. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon. With forecast of dry and above normal temperatures for the next 2 weeks, corn planting will have ideal conditions, that taking corn values lower. Soybeans keep advancing on tight old crop supplies, and technical trading pushed wheat lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 7 cents lower at 467 to 492. Soybean bids were 10 to 25 cents higher at 1473 to 1512. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents lower at 664 to 493. Soybean bids were 17 to 18 cents higher at 1512 to 1527. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 to 3 cents lower at 481 to 509. Soybean bids were 18 cents higher at 1505 to 1535. Wheat bids ran from 13 to 14 cents lower at 655 to $7. Now the Illinois Soybean Processors cash soybean bids were 16 to 18 cents higher at 1531 to 1559. Basis was steady to 2 cents lower at 12 to 40 over the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 506 to 531 a ton, and that was $3.60 higher, with the basis steady at 15 to 40 over the May. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 6 cents lower at 496 to 504. The basis was steady at 200 to 6 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 4 to 5 cents lower at 498 to 506, with the basis 1 to 2 higher at option to 8 over the May. Soybeans ended 15 to 18 cents higher at 1514 to 1526, with the basis steady at 3 lower. Basis steady to 3 lower at 500 to 5 or to 7 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 16 to 20 cents lower at 665 to 672. The basis 1 to 5 cents lower at 23 to 30 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents lower at 525 to 528. These elevators raised their soybean prices 17 to 23 cents, with quotations at 1544 to 1550. Soft wheat closed 12 to 14 cents higher at 715 to 718, and Milo ended the day 4 to 6 cents lower, 517 to 518. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 459 to 474, soybeans 1184 to 1217. In the central part of the state, corn was 459 to 477, and soybeans 1201 to 1222. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 452 to 479, soybeans from 1204 to 1235, and soft wheat 650 to 683. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock future quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, $145.75, up 47 cents. June live cattle, 135.62, up 20 cents. August live cattle, 133.55, up 15 cents. April feeder cattle, 179.25, up 2 cents. May feeder cattle, 179.90, up 12 cents. August feeder cattle, 182.97, up 40 cents. May lean hogs, 122.87, up $1.37. June lean hogs, 123.77, up $1.25. July lean hogs, 121.65, up $1.67. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 16th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Illinois direct sow report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 82 to 92, 4 to 5 weights 85 to 94, 5 to 6 weights 88 to 96, and 600 pounds and up 92 to 97. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts for country buying points were trading steady to a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from 81 to 85. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 13,013 head. And now the report from the United Producers Livestock Auction for Tuesday, April 15th. They had receipts of 496 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 148 to 153.25. Select and choice were 141 to 147. Select steers were 125 to 130. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 134 to 142. Select and choice Holstein steers were 122 to 133. And select Holstein steers were 112 to 119. Now on to the choice slaughter heifers. They were 147 to 155. Select and choice heifers were 139 to 140. On to the slaughter cows. They had some premiums bringing 115. Boners 90 to 104.50, and leans were 84 to 98. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds, 105.50 to 115, and 1,500 pounds and up were 108.50 to 122.50, with some high dressings bringing 126 to 127.50. On to feeder steers, four weights were 208 to 216. Excuse me, feeder steers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 208, 216. Five weights were 179 to 185. On to heifers. Four weights were 149 to 165, and five weights were 150 to 161. Feeder bulls, four weights were 191 to 201, and five weights were 175 to 187. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 146 to 150, and on a dress basis at 234 to 240. Heifers on a live basis traded at 146 to 150, and on a dress basis at 234 to 240. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 514 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 121.16, and that was 57 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were 223.75, that was 89 cents higher, with select carcasses at 214.47, and that was 133 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000, which compared to 117,000 last week and 121,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 412,000, which compared to 405,000 last week and 421,000 a year ago. Now the report, opening report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 464 head. Steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar lower. Holstein steers untested early. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they range from 145 to 151.50. Select and choice steers, 140 to 144.50. Choice slaughter heifers were 145 to 150.50, and select and choice heifers, 139 to 145. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. April corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.03. May corn delivered to Greenfield, $5. April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.94. May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.91. April and May beans delivered to Greenfield, $15.18. April and May beans delivered to Scottville, $15.07. April wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.82. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $5.03, corn at Scottville is $4.94, beans at Greenfield are $15.18, beans at Scottville are $15.07, and wheat at Scottville is $6.82. In order to hold a CDL, you need to have a medical exam and obtain a medical card. Starting May 21st, though, CDL holders may encounter difficulties in finding doctors to perform medical exams for them. President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, explained why.
Anyone who goes in for a CDL physical has to make sure that the doctor, the chiropractor, or the nurse practitioner who is going to do that CDL physical is registered with the federal government. The National Registry of Certified Medical Examiners is what it's called. Unless they are registered, they cannot perform them.
What makes this difficult, Schaefer said, is that many practitioners have not registered with the National Registry of Certified Examiners, which means finding someone who has registered could involve some searching and traveling.
Anywhere within, 30 miles of here, you're going to be lucky to find maybe one, two doctors that are registered and are certified to do CDL physicals.
This difficulty with the medical cards is just another hurdle for the trucking industry to jump as they face a shortage of not only drivers, but also trucks.
You know, we've heard a lot about the need for drivers, more so we hear the need for good drivers. And, of course, a lot of that is driven by the fact that everyone's worried about their safety rating. The insurance companies are very particular about who you're going to put behind the wheel of a truck. And as a result, what's going on is that there's a shortage of drivers out there. And at the same time, there's a shortage of trucks. And we've been hearing a lot of feedback from people who are trying to move a lot of grain right now. And the problem is they can't find the trucks or the drivers to put behind the seat or to get the truck.
When those needing grain and other products hauled do find truckers, they may encounter further problems if they need to go to Cargill or Bungie near East St. Louis. The city is looking to crack down on what routes truckers are allowed to take.
East St. Louis police have been warning everybody that they may have to find a different way to go. And what it means is that right now that River Park Drive, which is near the entrance to the Casino Queen, is where the trucks come in to go to the two elevators. Cargill is in the village of East St. Louis, or in the city of East St. Louis. Bungie is not. But either way, East St. Louis police have said they don't want the traffic on that road. I don't know if it's upsetting the people who are going into the Casino Queen or what have you, but in fact, they have had several meetings in East St. Louis trying to come up with some sort of an agreement what to do, because for those of you who do go down to East St. Louis and haul down to Cargill or Bungie, if you're familiar, they want the truck drivers to use Trendley Avenue to get to Front Street and to get to the terminals. Well, that's not the easiest way to get around. It's not the quickest. It's not the most efficient way, and it causes problems of its own. But I think East St. Louis people realize, or I think the deal is that, the Casino Queen's a good corporate citizen of the city of East St. Louis, probably brings in a lot of tax revenue, and they're going to try to keep them happy. But right now, everything's still on hold. They can still use River Park Drive, and no tickets are being issued. East St. Louis had said, hey, we're going to give you an overweight ticket for running that road if you're over 5 tons. Tickets could be anywhere, they said, from $100 to $500. It's not happening yet. Just a lot of people, screaming and yelling at each other. But hopefully they'll come up with some sort of agreement because, there's hundreds of trucks every day that pull from all over the Midwest that go into Cargill and Bungie.
So all in all, there are quite a few things for truckers to watch out for in the coming month. The school year is winding down for our FFA students, but they'll be keeping busy until the end of the year. I spoke with Nicole Miller from the Gillespie FFA chapter about a couple of events that they have coming up.
I am currently the greenhouse manager, so I want to kind of just put out the word that we will be having a vegetable sale this Saturday. It's tomatoes only from 8 to 10 in the greenhouse, which is in the back of the school. And then on April 26th, which will be another Saturday, we will actually be having our flower sale along with our vegetables from 8 to 12. So I just invite everyone to come out and support the greenhouse and everyone in the FFA.
Now, you said that you were the greenhouse manager. What does that involve?
It involves a lot of work. There's always constantly watering that has to be done and planting any new flats that we get in and making sure the seeds are coming up and just keeping everything organized so you know what you have in there.
And what made you want to be the greenhouse manager?
I love working with the plants, and I've loved it since my freshman year, and I love the horticulture contest and anything that has to do with flowers and vegetables and just growing them in general.
After high school, do you plan on going into something horticulture related?
I do. It's more crop sciences that I'm going to go into, but I hope to end up working with the crops and seeds and that, so yeah.
Now, you mentioned the vegetable sale and the flower sale. Where does the money from these events go to?
It'll go towards the FFA. We have just one general account, but it all goes to whatever we need, so it will go back to the greenhouse next year, and any expenses of going to national convention or state convention or any of the contests that we go to.
And these contests, how important are they to you guys? Have you been to contests before?
I've been to many contests. They're very important to me. It's just something that I seem to be good at, and I fit into it. I just recently went to state record book judging, which was a big accomplishment for me for going with my junior year. And I placed second up there with my poultry production book, so I keep it on my chickens that I have at my house. And it's just such a great accomplishment to see how well you can do in any of those contests.
And I'm sure those skills will really come in handy in the future. Keeping records is a must.
Very much so. That's what all these contests are put towards, is things you can use in your job force or in everyday life. We have one that's called Job Interview, and it gets us ready for an interview with our future employers and all that. And I actually ended up going to state for that too this year, so I was pretty impressed with myself to go that far. And I was just so excited to be able to become better at my job interview, and so I can impress my employees with my interviews.
Again, that was Nicole Miller of the Gillespie FFA chapter. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.